Hello and welcome to SwissInfo's program for October 31st. I'm Susan Masika. Music is a major part of the traditions practiced in Switzerland, from yodeling to folk dancing to playing the Swiss accordion or Schweizer orgelie. But how good are the Swiss at keeping their customs alive? Are their traditions timeless, or are they on the brink of extinction? SwissInfo's Jeannie Wirtz takes us to a folk music festival to see, and of course hear, Swiss culture in action.
It's a Saturday morning, and I'm on the train on my way to Aarau, a city in central Switzerland. The luggage racks above the seats are filled with boxes, and the boxes are filled with Swiss accordions. Sylvia and Beatrice are accordion players, part of a group of 19 on the way to the Swiss Federal Folk Festival. What makes someone decide to play the traditional Swiss accordion, I ask.
20 Jahre habe ich gejodelt.
I yodeled for 20 years. Then I quit, and now I play the Swiss accordion, because I like it.
Weil ich das mir gefällt.
Ich habe die Musik schon seit ich ein kleines Kind bin, habe ich es gerne.
I've liked the music since I was a child. At home we were always singing, we were always yodeling. But I didn't start playing the Swiss accordion until I was 44. I always said, someday I'm going to learn to play the accordion, and now I can.
Irgendwann im Leben lerne ich Schweizer Orgel. Und jetzt ist so.
Often the tradition is passed down within the family, but not always. The members of the group on the train met in a public class and have been playing together for 15 years.
Viele Kinder fangen so an, weil die Familie spielt.
Lots of children start that way with their families, but we all started later in a Migros course. We got together and more people joined us, and now our group has existed in this form for 15 years.
Und seit 15 Jahren spielen wir in der Gruppe so, wie sie jetzt existiert.
It's important to pass along traditions, say Sylvia and Beatrice. And it's becoming more and more important.
Das muss man weitergeben, weil das muss erhalten bleiben.
Traditions need to be maintained. They need to be passed down and kept alive. Maintaining Swiss musical tradition is important for Matthias Wüttrich as well. He's a music editor for Radio Tell, a Swiss station that plays 100% folk music 24 hours a day. The German language station broadcasts worldwide over the web, in Europe via satellite, and in Switzerland via cable, to 35,000 listeners per day. I ask Wüttrich how difficult it is to fill the airwaves.
Ja, es ist eine Herausforderung, das zu machen.
It's a challenge to do that, but we always have enough material. Even with the rebroadcasts, you don't have to listen to the same thing over and over again.
Es ist nicht so, dass man dauernd das Gleiche hören muss.
Wüttrich says the station plays a wide range of folk music, from yodeling and alphorns to brass instruments and bands to harmonicas.
Es ist so, dass das in der letzten Zeit jetzt eher wieder am Wachsen ist.
In his view, Swiss folk music is far from dying out. In fact, it's growing. And happily, it's appealing more to the younger generation.
Und auch bei der Jungmannschaft ist es wieder am Kommen.
People are becoming interested again in making music themselves, Wüttrich says. And even with globalization, the trend is to go back to our roots.
Und das ist halt auch eine, bei der Globalisierung, so eine Trendwende zurück zu den Wurzeln.
Aarau's old town is filled with tents and stands and platforms. Flags hang over narrow streets filled with pedestrians. People in traditional costumes sit together at tables and restaurants, drinking beer and eating sausages. Spectators form half circles around quartets of musicians. Small children sit on the ground in the empty spaces, studying the instruments. And everywhere you go, there is music. I stopped to talk with three men from Canton Appenzell, who are dressed in matching blue shirts. One looks to be in his early 20s. He tells me he's been playing the Swiss accordion for the past 13 years.
We went a lot to listen to music with the family. That grabbed me. I started making music myself, and it's been like that ever since. Making music is one of the best things you can do, in my opinion. You can make other people happy, and it's fun. It's really a nice hobby.
If you stroll past the stands at a Swiss folk music festival, you can't help noticing the many colorful costumes worn by the participants. Trachten, as they're called in German, are a Swiss tradition as well. Two people wearing Trachten are manning a stand on behalf of their canton's costume association. A woman in her 40s, in a red skirt, white blouse, and black vest, and a man in his 20s, in black pants, an embroidered black jacket, and a wide-brimmed black hat.
Eine Tracht ist eine alte Kleidung, eine alte Volkskulturkleidung.
The young man explains that the special clothing is worn on special occasions and at festivals for singing, music making and dancing. The colors and designs differ from canton to canton, from region to region, and sometimes even from city to city, he says. Usually the men's clothing is more subtle, often black, so that the women, who are colorful and wear a lot of jewelry, appear even more splendid.
Schwarz häufig und die Frauen dann umso prächtiger und noch mit viel Schmuck.
The woman says her dress was sewn by hand to fit her measurements. It was made for her by a specially educated seamstress and cost around 2,000 Swiss francs. She wears it for special occasions and when her folk dance group performs. What's the appeal for a young man, I ask.
Mir hat das Tanzen einfach gefallen.
I just really like the dancing and the materials. You could get dressed up, and it was always nice getting together. You get a lot of comments from people when you're going someplace. They're interested. They want to know what you're wearing.
Maintaining the tradition is increasingly difficult in many regions, however.
Where we are in Aargau, there are fewer young people who take part. There are some. But in some of the other Swiss cantons, it's completely different. In central Switzerland, there are a lot more young people who still wear Trachten. There are groups in the cities as well, but they have it even harder. Because today, we have a huge range of options when it comes to doing things in our spare time. It used to be that this was one of the few options people had for getting together.
Eines der wenigen Dinge, das man miteinander machen konnte.
Creating Trachten is both an art and a business. Therese Baumgartner is a Trachten seamstress, one of a limited number of people who are allowed to produce Trachten in Canton Aargau. It's necessary to have such rules, she says. Otherwise, there wouldn't be enough work to go around. Sewing and altering Trachten is a major part of Baumgartner's business, but it's not the only part.
Also vor allem Trachten, weil ich nähe selber und das ändere.
She also produces the folkloric men's button-down shirts decorated with edelweiss and accessories ranging from thick stockings and lace shawls to shoes, hats, hair decorations, and even special jewelry.
Herren- oder Damenschuhe, Tanzschuhe, viele Modelle, Zöckenstrumpf, alles, was dazugehört, und der Schmuck.
There are standards that must be met in the sewing of Trachten, says Baumgartner. All the details have to be correct, right down to the petticoats and shoes.
Vor allem die Tracht ist wichtig, dass sie korrekt getragen wird, dass sie mit allen Details stimmt, bis zum Unterrock oder den Schuhen.
How long it takes to embroider and sew a traditional costume varies greatly, from 2 months to as much as a year, says Baumgartner. It all depends on the model. Therese Baumgartner has been sewing Trachten for the past 40 years, and retirement is on the horizon. She's been looking for a successor. But finding someone to take over her business and her inventory isn't so easy, she says. There just aren't that many people out there who are interested or qualified.
Ich suche jemanden. Das ist nicht so einfach. Aber wenn jemand kommt, willkommen.
Like sewing, weaving by hand is a traditional craft that fewer and fewer people are interested in carrying on. Across the aisle from Therese Baumgartner, Marianne Voleb is seated with a paddle before a loom about the size of a synthesizer. She's weaving a scarf.
Mit den Füßen macht man das Muster.
She gives me a short demonstration and explains that she brought this loom because it's transportable. Behind Marianne, another woman is standing at an even smaller loom. This one is about the size of an industrial coffee machine. The advantage, she says, is that she can fold it up and carry it around in a bag.
Das ist mein kleinster Webstuhl, den ich habe. Den kann ich zusammenfalten und in eine Tasche nehmen. Und dann kann ich den mitnehmen, wenn wir an Märkte gehen.
The loom is filled with threads of different colors and materials, from silk to wool to cotton, and she mixes them at will. But the shirts hanging at a stand across the aisle are woven on a machine, she says, and fewer people these days have the time or space required for weaving.
Früher war sicher mal so, dass es eine Schweizer Tradition war, ja.
In the old days, it was certainly true that weaving was a Swiss tradition. Now it's more or less dying out, and there are very few young people who still weave at home. These looms I have here are really small. At home we have some that are 2.5 meters, and then you need to have the room for them.
You need to buy a house to be able to weave, I suggest.
Exactly, and you need to have lots of spare rooms that you don't already need or use.
Oder nutzen will.
Few people carry around looms, but at a federal folk music festival, just about everyone seems to be carrying an instrument. That's not very convenient for musicians who want to walk around and sample the sights and sounds. Luckily, most folk music festivals are equipped with a sort of parking garage for instruments, the Instrumenten Depot. An amazing number of people take advantage of the offer.
Mittlerweile sind wir bei Nummer 910.
At the moment, we're up to number 910, but I think we have about 300 repeated numbers. So we have around 1,200 instruments, with an average value of 6,000 francs.
6,000 Franken Warenwert.
For some people, it's enough to spend the day with friends and family making music. Others who are looking for something special to take home with them can visit one of the many music-related stands in the folk music market. There are new and old CDs and instruments and clothing for sale. And there are all manner of collectibles to search through at the Grümschle stand. Ona Pia Müller tries to define the Swiss-German word Grümschle for me.
Verstehen Sie Grümschle? Grümschle ist, man kann so grümschlen, oder? Man kann so schauen, es ist so vielfältig.
Grümschle? It's a verb that has something to do with trolling for treasures, I gather. Among the treasures, she says, are LPs and 45s, sheet music for accordions, and old tin signs.
Singeli, Volksmusik, LP, Singeli, aber also alt, Beatles, Rolling Stone, alles mögliche.
Finding objects to sell is getting more difficult, Müller says, because the people she buys from are starting to realize that there's demand for them, and the prices are going up.
Es wird schwierig, weil sie werden immer teurer zum Ankaufen, weil die Leute inzwischen merken, dass das wieder langsam gesucht wird, oder?
A customer comes over to pay for a treasure he's found.
Der Herr will zahlen.
He's buying a single for a friend with a jukebox as a birthday present. It's a rare record of a song by a group from central Switzerland.
A colleague von mir hat noch eine alte Jukebox. Und das ist das nächste Geschenk für ihn. Alte Schweizer Musik in Jukebox. Steiner Kilby und so andere Innerschweizer.
It's still fun to search for bargains from the past, says the man, who has traveled to the festival from Canton Uri. Happy, he heads out of the market to join the thousands of people of all ages who are here celebrating and maintaining traditions in Switzerland.
Today's program was produced by Jeannie Wirtz. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more stories about Swiss culture. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Ivan Steiner. Tune in again next week. I'm Susan Masika.